Hello, my incredible podcast family. What's going on? Man, I love you beautiful people. So I am Real Talk Kim, and I am so excited to be with you today. Man, we're talking about today, I'm just going to title this, It's Your Season of Favor. It's your season of favor. Man, in this season, you will not have to make announcements. People are going to see you. They will look at you and know that you are favored. You know, as I was getting my list together for this podcast and just, you know, every time I do a podcast, I just want to, man, just talk about what God wants me to talk about. I want to talk about something that's going to change your world, and you're going to leave this podcast better. You're going to leave with tools that are going to make you want to live again. It's going to make you want to tell your heart to beat again. And that's what this podcast is. It's real, it's raw, it's relevant, and it's life-changing. I know life is so hard, y'all, especially during this pandemic. 2020 has been such a good Lord, year of so many uncertainties, but it has also been a great year, because though you've lost things, you've also gained things. You know, you've gained knowledge, you've gained courage this year. Some of you have closed some doors that needed to be closed. Some of you have made some resolutions that need to be made. And, you know, some of you maybe are listening today and just like, God, I feel stuck. I need a word, Real Talk Kim. And so I'm going to give you a word today. So, you know, if you want to know more about me, if you're maybe just fell upon this podcast, I am Real Talk Kim. I am a mother of two incredible sons, Morgan Scotland and Lincoln Presley. 24 years old and 26 years old, and I'm super proud of them. I raised them as a single mom, and I'm super proud of me, because they are incredible men that love and take care of what God has given them. And I have no doubt they're going to end up being incredible husbands one day. And I'm just proof, y'all, that you can break statistics. Yes, you can. You don't have to raise terrible kids because you didn't have a family unit for them. You can change the game by just your actions. So all it takes is a made-up mind, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So you can find out more about me by going to realtalkkim.com. Go right now. Be a part of my world. I also am a mentor, and if you need somebody to kick your butt, to help you get yourself unstuck from that broken relationship, or help you find your way, help you find your purpose, join my mentorship program, y'all. Go to innercircle.realtalkkim.com, innercircle.realtalkkim.com, or just go to realtalkkim.com, and I'm sure there's a connection spot there for you to join the inner circle and be a part of my world. Every day I start you out with devotions. We have a Facebook private page that only if you're part of the inner circle can you be on it. And every night at 8:15 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, I go on there and just talk about hard issues. But, you know, if you don't want to do that, I'm always online talking to you and helping you. But today we're going to talk about, y'all, some things that keep you stuck. Really some things that are going to help you get free. And, you know, sometimes we can get so consumed with what happened in our life that we get stuck. You know, we forget that just because the first attempted the expectation we had for our life wasn't so smooth sailing, something got disrupted, something happened, that our idea of our dreams or relationships or career is over. But really the truth is we have to just ask this one word question, and what's next, right? So maybe you got fired, and that promotion fell through, and Your church is losing traction. And your relationship isn't working out. And they lied on you. And the funding is delayed. And you didn't get that promotion. And ask yourself this. What is next? What an incredible question. You know, that's a great title for this podcast. What is next? What's next after the divorce? What's next after this pandemic? What's next after our kid goes away to college and all of a sudden finds their voice and freaks out on us and we don't know who they are anymore? What next? You know, what next after your 20-year marriage all of a sudden ends because your husband walks through midlife crisis and tells you he doesn't love you anymore? What next? Are you keeping the limits there? See, here's the key. You can't get stuck in your past. You can't get stuck in the should've, could've, would've's. You can't. It's true. Fear will pop up, but you have to scream at it every day until you get yourself back together again and find your footing. You have to scream, no access. No access. No, I'm not staying here. No, I'm not taking another Prozac for this situation. No, I'm not taking another Ambien for this situation. No, I'm not going to drink another bottle of wine for this situation. No, I'm not going to act crazy for this situation. Again, I'm done. I'm moving forward. See, here's the key, y'all. When your joy stops, you have to make a change. When your joy stops, y'all, think about that. When your joy stops, you have to make a change. You have to make a change. You have to make a change today. You know, if you look at Ephesians, and I talked today in my live on Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, Twitter, YouTube, I talked about this. Letting go of what is stopping you. You know, there's things that become the enemy of our heart. And one of the things that stops us and paralyzes us so that we can't move on to what's next is anger. And I want to talk about that a little bit. We get angry when we don't get what we want, right? If you show me an angry person, I'm going to show you a hurt person, right? We always allow ourselves to get stuck on hurt people. You ever seen those people? Man, I used to have a friend that if somebody drove up beside us or drove real close to them, they would shoot them birds and all that kind of stuff. And I used to always think like this person would lose. I mean, this person would go off, like start chasing this person. I'm thinking, why would you ever let an idiot in a car that you've never met before make you so angry? When really anybody that has anger in their lives or have a rage in their heart or mean to other people, it's because they're hurt. Hurt people. I guarantee you that person is hurt because something has been taken from them. They feel like somebody owes them something. Maybe that's you today. Maybe you're listening to this podcast today and you're like, man, I'm a very angry person. And I bet if you just stop and think about it, you're angry because somebody stole something from you. You're angry because your dad wasn't there for you. You're angry because your mom wasn't the best mom for you. Or maybe you feel like your mom didn't protect you. Maybe she got married to your stepdad or stepmom, or maybe she, you know, whatever, your stepdad, your dad got married to your stepmom, and maybe they weren't the best person, and you felt unprotected, right? And so you feel like something got taken away from you. And so basically what happens is you feel like this. Maybe you feel like you took the best years of my life. Maybe you feel like you stole my marriage. Maybe that person came in and wreaked havoc on your marriage. Maybe you feel like You robbed me of my teenage years. You robbed me of my purity. You owe me a raise. I've given you all this time. I've invested in your dreams and I never felt valued. Maybe you feel like you owe me an opportunity. You owe me an opportunity to try. How come you can just throw our whole marriage away? How can you just move on so quickly after you told me all this time that you love me? You owe me a second chance. You owe me affection. I should be your first affection, not baseball, not football, not Xbox. The root of anger is the perception that something has been taken. Something is owed you. And now a debt to the debtor relationship has been established. How about you? How about you listening to this podcast today? What debt is causing the anger you feel? How long are you going to allow the people who have hurt you to control your life? Another month? Another year? Another season of your life? How long? I'd like to propose that today should be the day when you quit holding on to hurt. Today is the day that you quit holding on to hurt. While it's true that you can't undo what's been done, it's equally true that you don't have to let the past control your future. Right? Think about it. You can't change the past, but you sure can finish the future strong. You know, in Ephesians 4, it says we are commanded to get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. We do that, y'all, by forgiving each other. Forgiving each other. Just as in Christ, God has forgiven you. Man, that's hard, ain't it? Y'all know my story, man. I was married. A lot of y'all don't, maybe. Maybe you're new to my world. And I was married for, 1 week shy of 17 years. And man, I love this guy's guts. I had two kids by him. It was a very toxic marriage. We were very toxic for each other. We were both very broken preacher's kids. And I'm raised in this strict religion. That's why I can't stand religion to this day, because I was raised in this very angry religion where, man, if you get divorced, you're going to hell on a slip and slide. If you fall into addiction, you might as well just die in addiction. You know, just like, I just really thought God was this mean God. And I just went through my life just running from one ounce of drama to another ounce of drama. I was just so broken. I was bleeding on people that didn't even cut me. And man, I was angry. I even remember y'all in my marriage, the long marriage, the one that was 17 years, that even I was so afraid of letting him know or feel that I needed him, because I was so afraid that if he knew I needed him, that he would leave me. You know, so I never wanted to let anyone see my vulnerability, because I was so used to seeing religion, the church, people hurt my mom and dad. And I knew my mom and dad had given their life for people. My daddy was a preacher, you know, and I would watch my dad just give his life to people, and then those same people that he would give his life to, you know, miss my baseball games to go to the hospital to see their loved ones. And the minute they got angry, they would just leave our church. And I'm like, how could you just leave our church when my dad is giving you all my time? And I was just so angry. And I saw that, I felt I had related the fact that, you know, these people only left people that loved them. And so I just never wanted, you know, anyone to see the vulnerability of me needing them, because I thought if they saw that I needed them, then they would hurt me and they would use that against me. And so I became very, very angry. And how often do we do that? How often do we walk through life bleeding on people that didn't cut us? How often do we, I repeated cycles in relationships. I would fall in love with the same type of people with different faces, because there was a brokenness on the inside of me that I didn't even know was attracting. It was a law of draw, right? You don't attract what you are, what you want. You attract what you are. That's why so many of you can walk around saying, man, I'm just stuck. Like, I'm never going to ever, I marry these people and then I still feel alone. I marry these people and then they all end up doing the same thing to me, right? It's because we keep attracting the same broken kind of people, because we're broken. And so when I finally got to that place, y'all, it took me, I'm 48 years old, 48 years old, and got the greatest relationship advice on the planet, and it works. But yet there was a brokenness still on the inside of me, because I wasn't getting vulnerable even with God. Because how easy is it for us to believe our own lies, right? To walk through life and be angry and not even know we're angry. We're so busy suppressing it. That's the one thing this pandemic has really done for me, is it's made me expose areas in my life. It's made me heal pandemics in my own life, pandemics of brokenness, pandemics of hurt, pandemics of solidarity, of sitting in places of brokenness. And the solidarity has made me get to a place where I got vulnerable with these areas and said, absolutely not. This is not okay. And I'm not stuck here. I can get up and I can move forward. And the worst case scenario is I lose this part of my life, but I gain peace, right? So I think what I've learned and I've discovered is the remedy for anger is forgiveness. It seems so simple, doesn't it? I went through so many years of my life after my divorce failed, after my marriage failed, and I had this label of divorcee on me. And man, I would sit in my bed at 36, 37 years old, kill him. Like, I wanted God to kill this joker with a train. And really the only reason I wanted to kill him was because I loved him. Because you don't really hate anybody. You can't really hate your neighbor. Right? You can be angry at your neighbor, or you can not like your neighbor, but hate comes from somebody that you really loved. That dad or that mom or that ex or that best friend. It comes from betrayal. It does. Because you don't waste your time hating on people that you don't know. You know, you shoot them a bird and keep driving, right? They can stew you. But what ends up happening is the hate and the hurt from someone that really betrayed you turns into rage. And that's when you get road rage and you can cuss the bagger out because they put your groceries in a bag and it busted. And then you take the anger out on them. But really, it had nothing to do with the bagger at the grocery store. It's unhealed issues and triggers on the inside of you. And until you finally get to a place where you stop praying for God to kill them with the train and you deal with the pain that caused the root trigger, right? Triggers only happen because there's some things on the inside of you you've never healed. Triggers happen because of unhealed things on the inside of you, unhealed pain. So really, the remedy for anger is forgiveness. If we hold out waiting to be paid back for the wrongs done to us, we will be the ones who pay it. We'll pay for it. On the other hand, we cancel the debts owed to us, then we're set free. When I finally got to a place where I was sick of allowing my ex to control me, right? I finally came to grips with, it's over, right? I finally came to grips with, I don't have to stalk them anymore. I don't have to give them any more of my peace. How do I do it? Because I hear this all the time. It's easier said than done. No, it ain't. It's a decision. You make a decision. I'm getting up and I'm walking out of this pain, right? Pain doesn't just leave your life. You get up and walk away from it. It's a day-by-day process. How do you do it? You stop thinking about the things that's making you mad. You stop thinking about what they did to you. You delete their text threads. You delete their voice messages. You hide them on Facebook. You start handling your heart. Right? I believe unresolved anger from unintentional and intentional hurt is the most devastating ever. Yet in some ways, it's the realest. It's the easiest and the realest to overcome. You can get over it. Anger is praying through it, getting up and walking through it, having your meltdown. It's not going to just go away. That rage didn't just happen in your life overnight. It happened over several times of being hurt over and over again. And then the expectation you had for this person, they failed you, right? Here's some steps for you today that's going to help you get free. You got to decide. And you got to decree and declare over your life. You know what, ex? You know what, dad? You know what, mom? You know what, ex-best friend? You don't owe me anymore. You don't owe me and I'm sorry. Because that's really what holds us back. We want to hear I'm sorry from somebody that will never tell you they're sorry. That's what you want, right? You're still holding on. There are people still angry at me for something I did to them 14 years ago. I'm still in their peace to this day because that person 14 years ago was such a broken woman that hurt them. And now I've grown into this amazing, God-filled woman. I'm a hope dealer. And this person can't even move on with their life because they're holding on to an offense that happened to them. I could be holding on to the same offense towards them, but I decided to get free. I decided to tell this person inside myself, you don't owe me anymore. So I'm free and they're not. That's you today. You make the decision to be free. You make the decision. I'm not going to be mad at you anymore. Right? They may do something else to you. They may still talk about you. They may put a post up about you on social media. So what? Let them ugly themselves to death while you get free. Here's how you do it. Here's how you do it, friend. You identify who you are angry with. Sit down tonight and do this. I promise you this is going to set you free. Identify who you're angry with. Then determine what they owe you. What do you feel they owe you? Right? So if you're going to identify, number one was identify who you are angry with. I'm angry with my dad that molested me. I'm angry with my ex that cheated on me in front of my face. I'm angry with my son that chose my ex over me. I'm mad and angry over that drunk driver that killed my child. I'm angry at God because I've miscarried 4 kids. I'm angry. Talk about it. Tell yourself. Get real with yourself. Stop denying it. Get vulnerable with yourself. Identify who are you angry with. Number two, determine what they owe you. You owe me an apology. You owe me. I need to know that you're sorry. You owe me an explanation. You owe me. Why did you do it? What could I have done differently? Right? Write it down. Write it down. Number three, rip it up. Rip the paper up. Cancel the debt by forgiving them. I literally had to tell myself, I wrote it down. Y'all, I remember I was praying, God, kill him with the train. And then I started praying a prayer. God, I do not want to be controlled by this. I do not want to have arthritis. Y'all, holding on to this junk, this crap from your past is going to give you arthritis. It's going to make you sick in your body. Holding on to those daddy issues is going to make you sick in your body. Right? Forgiving. I would say, God, I want to forgive, but I don't know how. I was so excited when I realized that I was really starting to forgive my ex because I wasn't praying for God to kill him anymore. I was just saying, God, don't kill him, just hurt him. Baby steps. Some baby steps. Don't beat yourself up because you got anger. Everybody gets anger. The key is to own it, acknowledge it, and then forgive it. Number four, don't let the anger build up again. Do whatever you got to do, but don't let it. Don't let it. Don't let it build back up again. If you got to block them, hide them, do whatever you got to do, but make sure your heart's right when you do it. Don't be blocking somebody to get back at them. You're blocking them so that they can't hold on to. They can't steal your peace. You can't afford to see them liking stuff you liking or your friends liking their posts. Just block them if you got to. Hide them. Do whatever you got to do. Out of sight, out of mind, so that you can get healed. Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart because out of it flows the issues of life. Heart check today, y'all. Heart check today. I love this scripture right here because I'm believing this for you. I'm believing as you do this, and you begin to walk this journey of forgiveness, that you get bold. You're going to be bold as a lion. You know, Proverbs 28:1 says, the righteous are bold as a lion. The righteous are bold as a lion. This scripture right here, y'all, speaks of how God has made you righteous. Righteous means to be holy, blameless, and honorable. It doesn't say you're going to be righteous one day when you're good enough. You're righteous right now. Not because of anything you've done, but because of what Christ has done. Righteousness comes to us as a gift we receive. When those voices remind you of everything you are not, of how many times you failed, you have to be bold and say, I am righteous. I am holy. I am blameless. Everything in your mind will say to you, no, you're not. You keep giving in to temptation. You made those mistakes. But when you declare, I am righteous, you are announcing to the accuser, to guilt, to the heaviness, you don't control my life. The creator of the universe made me righteous. He made me holy. He made me blameless. I may not feel righteous, but by faith, I receive God's gift of righteousness. Today, friend, walk in it. Be free today. Take these steps that I've given you today. Ask yourself, what's next? I'm excited about my future. I'm excited about what God's going to do in my life. I'm excited. Let's pray. Father, thank you for making us righteous through what your Son has done. Thank you that when we gave our life to you, we became a new creation, a holy person, a righteous person, your very own child. Lord, we will not carry around guilt and condemnation. In Jesus' name, we are free from anger, free from bitterness, free from shame, free from guilt. We are free and free indeed. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. I love you guys. Remember, listen, go get my books. My books will bless your life. Go to realtalkkim.com. Stay connected to me. You need people in your life that's going to make your baby jump. You know, at Limitless Church, a pastor right here in Fayetteville, Georgia, 1653 Highway 85 South, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30215. Limitlesschurch.live is our website. And I'm in a series right now, and I'm preaching about this is the labor room. Welcome to the labor room. And I'm talking about purpose. Go catch up on the series. Go to my YouTube channel, realtalkkim.com. I mean, my YouTube channel is Real Talk Kim. Just go search it, Real Talk Kim. And listen to, man, my podcast channel, y'all. I've got stuff on there that will set you free, as well as this podcast right here. Share it with some of your friends. But here's what you have to do. When you want to change, you have to surround yourself with people that help you change. And today, I'm ready to do that in your life. go be a part of my mentorship program. It is $20 a month. It's 60 cents a day. But every single day, I send you devotions right there to your platform. You put in your email, you get your password, and every day you just sign right into it. Innercircle.realtalkkim.com. You get your devotions. I walk with you through helping you get free from your ex, helping you get free from the anger, helping you get free from the shame. I am your girl, and I will stay committed to you. Why? Because I got your back, your side, your front, your top, your bottom. And if you fall, I won't walk out on you. I will help you get back up again. Make today the day that you make your turn. Today, make it your day that you are challenged. You got to sow where you grow, man. That's why it's $20 a day. If you don't invest in yourself, you don't take it seriously. If somebody gives you something free, you don't take it seriously, right? You got to invest in yourself. So today, take this journey with me. Stay connected to me. RealTalkKim.com. I love you so much. I am excited about your future, all right? You got this. You've got this. You've got this. So what's next? Better, bigger, and more. All right? That's what you got. I love you guys so much. I will see you next week right here on the Real Talk Kim podcast. Love you guys. Hug yourself for me. It's going to be awesome. What's next? Greatness. Love you guys. Real Talk Kim, over and out.